Well, good evening, everyone. So great you're here with us tonight. It's Wednesday, midweek. Trust your week's been going well so far. Can you believe we're in the latter half of February already? Unbelievable. Anyways, so glad you've joined us on our Create More Love in Your Life and Relationships webinar tonight. And we... Tonight, Amanda is going to be sharing a very simple, powerful tool with you called the Universal L, which you can use to accelerate your process of creating more in your life, which we like. We all want to create more in your life and relationships. And the Universal L is an amazing tool based on sacred geometry. And Amanda's got an awful lot to cover. I'm just going to briefly tell anybody who's on the call and who hasn't met Amanda before a little bit about her. And she is a relationship expert who specializes in helping people resolve their codependency issues, helps people to get out of the rut of creating the same type of results in their lives and relationships. And she has, over the last 11 years, she's developed an amazing system based on sacred geometry called the Diamond Co-Creative System. And this tool that we are going to share with you tonight is one of the tools in the system that she's developed. So it's just an amazingly powerful system and will extremely accelerate your process of creating the life that you really truly desire. Please feel free if you have any questions, because there is going to be a lot of information that Amanda is going to share with you tonight. And just raise your hand if you have a question or a comment. Make sure you do that. So without further ado, the very amazing Miss Amanda Butler.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for coming tonight. This is one of my favorite subjects to talk about because of what the system has done for me personally, and especially even what the Universal L has done. And just to give you a little background as to why I developed this system is, as I went through my own spiritual journey and healing transformation, I found that when you worked with energy and energetic patterns was when shifts really happen. It's when issues got resolved once and for all. It's when the things that used to trigger me no longer triggered me. It's where I thought things, believed things, felt things that no longer worked for me were now gone. And by using the system and using even the simple tool that we're going to talk about tonight, the Universal L, it made a big difference in my life. And when I really started practicing with it, like using it on a daily basis, or at least using it through my healing meditations or when I was meditating and so on, it was amazing the things that occurred. It was almost like magic occurred. And Linda and I have talked about this over the years, how life seems so much more magical now than it used to. So I'm not going to first start out and talk about what the Universal L is yet. I'm going to talk about why co-create with the Universal L. And I was in a class recently, and someone asked me, well, what is co-creation? And understand we're co-creating every single moment in any time. Wherever we're at, we're always co-creating. We're co-creating within even our own body. You know, think about our bodies, how they function. Without us even knowing, like the blood's running through our vein as we breathe in, the lungs fill up, it's feeding the brain. When we are eating food, how the digestive system is working. You know, we don't know all that. We're not really aware of it. You know, it's not like we're conscious of it, but it is all co-creating together and working together for us to bring us, you know, so that we can breathe, so that we can live, you know, and so our blood flows through our life. We have, so think of that, think about everything's energy. You're co-creating through that energy, and that energy is even things such as the blood flowing through your veins. So, so why you want to co-create with the universal L is a couple of things, actually a few things, more than a couple, is you, it will help you change and transform yourself and circumstances easily. And we're going to talk about how that's so tonight. You can experience a sense of love, compassion, and acceptance of self and others. And that can be even in the midst of, if you're really upset or angry about something, if you're using the L, you can quickly shift a dynamic within yourself and with another person or within a circumstance. The next piece is create connection within and a true relationship with yourself, with Source, and others. And as I explain what sacred geometry is and how it works and so on, you'll understand how this is so. With the universal L, you can co-create a quiet, calm, inner confidence, a knowingness in moving forward and expanding. But it also can create a quiet, calm confidence and knowingness when you're in the midst of chaos or confusion. If you use the tool, you, again, can shift energetically into a whole different understanding and a whole different co-creation. Just like what I was saying, you can shift your focus from fear, yours or others, to a higher consciousness and a different vibration. And that's really key when you're in the midst of something that you don't like or that you don't want or someone just pushed your button. More co-creations that you can have with the universal L is that you can manifest the life you truly desire rather than doing it from shoulds and past conditioning. And that can include, just so you know, for those of you that are involved in working with a codependency, that includes with the codependency too. This is a great tool for that. Rejuvenate, revitalize, and re-energize yourself to remember your true self and purpose. And again, as I explain how it works, you'll understand how that is so. And it can align and unify the energies within you to attain your highest potential. It can create wealth and prosperity on all levels with your healing and wisdom. And when I say wealth, I don't mean just money. I mean a wealth of what you feel, what you think, what you believe. It goes into the wealth of the expansion of who you are. And it can energize and empower dynamic co-creations to manifest your goals and dreams. And that's really even the dynamic co-creations that you have within yourself and with others. So what is the universal L? The basis of it is a combination of vibrations of universal divine love, divine wisdom, divine truth, divine power, divine will, which creates a vibration of universal love and universal divine co-creation, which leads you to the full expression of your true self and highest potential. The more and more every day when I use the universal L, I see this, how it happens in my own life. So let's talk about, it also contains the energetic vibrations of the divine masculine, spiritual, and the divine feminine, physical. It connects the spiritual and physical together, so it creates this bridge of divine union within you and a co-creative spirit and flow of energy so that you can easily manifest what it is that you focus upon. So let's talk, how does that really work? Like, that sounds all great, right? But how does it really work? Well, it works through what is called sacred geometry. And sacred geometry, the core sacred geometry is about, it's everything that the universe is made of. It has all the universal mathematics, the geometry, everything that creation was created from. And it was created from this picture of what you see is the flower of life. Within every single atom, within our adamantine particles, within every single creation is the flower of life. And within the flower of life is the Metatron's cube. And the Metatron's cube holds all patterning. And what I mean by that is it has the Vesica of Pisces, it has the golden mean spiral, it has the five platonics. And this is all from a scientist perspective. This is all proven. That's what creates the molecules, creates us, creates, you know, the plants, the flowers, and so on. And we're going to show it, and it shows up in everything. So here is the sacred geometry within nature. You've seen the seashells, and this is the spirals. The golden mean spiral is right within the seashell. And then this shows how right from the center point, it spirals out. And a golden mean spiral is that of pi. And when you have that as part of a core, it's right down to, think of it just connecting right down to the core basis of nature. Here's an example where the sunflower, it contains the spirals that move clockwise and counterclockwise. The patterns are derived naturally from the Fibonacci sequence, closely related to the golden mean spiral ratio, the pi, and also other sacred growth patterns. And like part of what I was saying, if you can look in the center and how this spirals out, and how nature in itself, and even if you looked at butterfly wings, at a tree, all that sacred geometry pattern is there. Here's a picture of a snowflake, and it's right on top of, it's been placed on top of the flower of life. And if you can see how each of the snowflake, parts of the snowflake touches and how it patterns to the flower of life. And when you have that, this is the bridge between that, between the physical and the spiritual. It's bringing it all together so form is created. Even Leonardo da Vinci saw this. He did a lot of drawings. He saw where the Star of David, when he looked at our bodies, there's the Star of David pattern in it. There's the Vesica of Pisces. There's the circles. So there's the divine feminine and divine masculine within it. All our lines, when you have lines, horizontal or vertical lines, those are masculine energies, and the circles are the feminine energies. And so what we did was when the system was being developed, the Diamond Co-Creative system was being developed, we knew the whole system was based on sacred geometry. Because we could see all the different patterns and everything that it was placed within, and each energy form that's within the system has the Metatron cube within it, and it's developed from that. So when we started working with the Universal L, we knew this component needed to be upgraded within the system. This was a part of the system that was ancient, but it wasn't with the new vibrations that we're in right now, which is the age of Aquarius, that fifth dimensional love, co-creation, cooperation, collaboration energy. The old symbol that we had, or the was not of the new vibration. So we recreated what now is called the universal L. And if you look at the universal L itself, it's all based on sacred geometry. It has the masculine energy in it, has the feminine energy, has the golden mean spiral right here, and it has infinity signs. There's infinity signs that are directly there, as well as infinity signs that are imposed upon it. As well as when you look at the golden mean spiral, it touches every part of the, not the golden mean spiral, I'm sorry. When you look at the Metatron cube, it touches every quadrant of the Metatron cube, which meant that it was encompassing all of that universal love, universal divine wisdom, universal power, universal truth. It was bringing all of that energy together in this one symbol. And as we started working with the symbol more, we found how simple it was to use it, as well as how simple things got things were created. So that was a kind of a big download from a scientific part of it, but I wanted to let you know where it came from, in the sense of how it was developed and why it can work so well. Lynn, did you have anything to add into that, or any questions about that?
No, not at this point.
Okay. So we use the universal L for different reasons. One, we can realign energetics of the vibrations that you hold to match the vibrations of what you desire to create. So let's say you're in the middle of, maybe there's a project that you're working on, or there's something that you want to create in your life. It could be a relationship, it could be more money, it could be a car, it could be a physical thing, so to speak. It can even be health, your own health. And when you align your vibrations, because everything's energy and everything's a vibrational pattern, when you align the vibrational patterns to match each other, to attract to each other, then that's when the manifestation occurs. And remember, your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, your words, your actions are all part of that vibrational alignment. So let's say you, a great example that I can use is three years ago, I wanted a new vehicle, and my lease was coming up, but I could just sense that it wasn't time to turn it in yet, and they gave me the option for another 6 months because I had a really, really great deal. So I thought, yeah, I still want to do that because it's not time to turn this in yet. But I was really clear that the next vehicle I wanted was this new, bright, shiny, infrared Jeep Liberty with the slider top. This top slides all the way back. So, in the summer, it's like you don't have a top on, so to speak. So I kept on envisioning this red Jeep. And I kept bringing it not just from a vision point, but also from a feeling point. And I kept using the Diamond Co-Creative System and the Universal L to help me align with that vision. So now it was getting around Christmas time. And now this was back actually in 2008 when everything fell through the roof as far as the housing market, the cars. You couldn't get loans. It was very difficult to get car loans or even leases, as well as what was going on in the housing market. So this was Christmas time when all of it had hit the fan, so to speak. And I walked into the dealership right after Christmas, and it was time to go. I knew it was time to go. I had one more month, but it was time to go in. So I went into the dealership. They asked me, "Do you know what you want?" I said, "I know exactly what I want. I want the Jeep Liberty with a slider back, and I want it in the infrared red." And he says, "Well, I don't usually have those on my lot." And I said, "Yeah, I'm sure you have that." So he checked his inventory. He says, "Oh, my God, I do have that." So within 24 hours, we walked out of the lot and had the car. And, well, we didn't walk out of the lot. We drove out of the lot. And but it was such a great example of how that alignment of vibrations was, because I felt worthy and deserving of having it. So that was part of the alignment and vibration. But also it's just that vision, I became the vision. It was an energetic alignment. So you can use it within you, your relationship and situations. You also can use it to receive ideas, inspiration, and or guidance from the universe. So you can use it in your meditations. And then you can co-create and manifest in physical forms and results. And the car was a great example of that. And it's just not physical objects. We're going to talk a little more about how you can use it in other situations. So various methods to use it is, there's option one, that realignment and manifestation piece. There's option two. It's that alignment to that manifestation. So realignment is working with more when you're, maybe you need to heal and transform something within you. Because if I didn't feel worthy and deserving of that car, there's no way I could have manifested that. But I was in total alignment within me because I had already done that work. But if there was any place that I had a fear or worry, especially around that time, because I could have really let the economic times come in and influence me and shift my energy. But I just kept aligned to what I knew was right for me and what I knew was possible. And then, again, that option three, where you can be inspired, the ideas and guidance. And then you can combine the universal element with what is called the use of the light orbs. And part of this is when you do the meditation with the universal L, or just even think about the universal L, you can send it out into the universe with what is called light orbs. And these light orbs are pocket of energies that can help, like, organize everything in the universe. And in the meditation, there's a recorded guided meditation that you'll be able to download for free. Some of you may have already done that, but those of you that haven't, you can download it for free. And I even, in the guided meditation, talk about how to use the light orbs. But basically what it is that you see it, you see your vision, and it's like just, you know, balls of light going out with the L, and again, helping to organize, help to synchronize with the universe, align with the universe, helping you manifest what it is that you desire. So how can you use this tool, this simple and powerful tool? Well, first of all, you can practice and play with it. And why I say that is that as you get used, it's like brushing your teeth. Some of you may have read the article that we sent out yesterday, I believe it was, about the universal L can be just like brushing your teeth. Because it holds that vibration of that sacred love, of the sacred geometry of divine love and divine power, divine wisdom, divine truth, divine will, and that masculine, feminine energy, because it has all of that, it can help you work within you, so you can work with yourself, you can work within circumstances, within your relationships, within your workplace or business, and within the world, such as natural disasters, uprising, and the economy. There's no limits to how you use this at all. And for those of you that may be healers that are on the call, or those of you that wonder about, well, is it okay for me to send the universal out to others? You know, am I imposing myself on them, trying to make them change or whatever? You're just sending them universal love. So you could send it with an intention, but again, not being attached to what that looks like, the result looks like. But for instance, when the Connecticut instance happened back in November or December, the minute I heard about that, I just started sending universal L's. And not only to the victims, but to the family, to all those that were assisting them, to anyone that was affected, and even to, you know, the boy that had done the harm. And sending it to everyone so that we could bring love back in as that healing agent, and also to help them, uplift them out of their grief. And I kept working with them, you know, that whole group for actually weeks. And we did a powerful meditation with a group that I have. We did a powerful meditation sending them the L's with that. Within your workplace or business, I love sharing this story. I have one client that has used the universal L within her business at work. She works for a company. She printed out the universal L and hung it in her office space. And she first did it just so that she would remember to start operating out of love instead of fear, so that she could bring in the vibrations within her office and a reminder to her that, you know, it's important for her to love herself, it's important for her to honor and respect herself, and the more that she did that with herself, then her coworkers did that, and so on. So that was about 2 years ago. They were trying to lay off people from her work, or they were in the process of laying off people from her work, and she wanted to be on the list. But they didn't. She was very valuable to them. She didn't realize how valuable she was because she didn't recognize her own value at that point. And so what she started feeling was that value, feeling that honor and that respect. And now she's part of the management team and she loves her job. People come hang out at her office space because they love the vibration there. She still has the L up. So it's really an amazing tool in that way. Linda, you've used the L in some ways.
I use it on a daily basis, absolutely, in the morning especially. You know, when I do my meditation in the morning, first thing, I definitely use it to, shift my energy when I first wake up, you know, just sort things out and, you know, get rid of any kind of, you know, emotions or thoughts, feelings that might have come in that, you know, I don't want to have and I don't want to carry into my day. I just automatically use it and clear the slate, you know, as far as creating a really great day for myself. Absolutely. And if I feel during the day that, you know, I feel out of sorts or I feel an emotion come on, I use it then to dissipate those feelings and emotions. And it works like a charm.
And do you also use it like when, because you work with a lot of people, you talk with a lot of people on the phone and so on. Do you like send the universal L out ahead of time, like when you're making a phone call?
Yeah, I do that. I do that sometimes. I especially used to do that when I first started, you know, on my journey and the work that I've done on myself. I find that you know, because I've shifted so much that I don't really feel the need to do that. But in the beginning, I definitely did. Absolutely, so that I could, you know, lay the groundwork and just make sure that I was going to have a successful call. Absolutely.
And you know what? And that's a really good point of what you just said, because you know what happens? You become the universal L.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Life becomes easier and much more flowing and just much more loving and respectful and honoring and compassionate, right?
Yeah, I just find myself I automatically start to trace it when I, you know, feel any kind of emotion starting to come up that I don't want, right? Because we are in control of that.
Right.
And it's a great tool to be able to shift yourself out of that.
Right. Yeah. And a great piece on, like, within circumstances, we have that. If you find yourself getting riled up or getting triggered, or even if you want more synergy or more connections, not just when something's wrong, but this also can help you expand into the more. It's tracing the L or sending the L, and we're going to talk about how you do that. But tracing it, sending it to others or between yourselves or even into a room or into the vibrations of the situation of what's occurring is amazing. You know, even before we started the call tonight, you know, I started sending out L's to everyone that was going to be on the call and also, you know, just putting an L around us and so that we're co-creating at that highest potential possible, because that's what it does. It creates that divine order and highest potential. So, and then within relationships, I have one client. She's actually an older client. She doesn't want to have to do a lot of work. She just wants things to be better. And so she was willing to learn about the universal L and implement it into her life. So she does the universal L meditation every day. She sends the L's out all the time. She also traces them within her because she has a lot of health issues. But more importantly, she really utilized the L between her and her husband, because probably, I think it was about 3 years ago, she was ready to leave him. But she felt trapped because she really couldn't leave him at that point. But she just was like, okay, well, what can I do? And that's when she was willing to learn about the L and to test it out, so to speak. And she was pretty much a skeptic all the time whenever I would teach her something new. Like, we'll see. That was her favorite thing. We'll see. So she started using the universal L, and all of a sudden, the relationship started shifting. Oh, things got better. Oh, she even wanted to be with her husband, wanted to be around him. And so the whole relationship over the last 3 years has really shifted. They understand each other better. And not just understand, but she accepts him as he is, because she was very controlling and very, you know, needed things a certain way because of her the health issues and so on. But now she relaxes into it. She's so grateful for who he is and appreciates what he does. And it can be the exact same thing now than it was 3 years ago, but she has a whole different perspective, a whole different vibration about it. So she uses the L every single day. And more so, it just shifted who she is around him. So,
yeah, because that is the key, isn't it, Amanda? I mean, it's that she shifted herself.
Yeah. And he didn't change.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, Maybe a little bit to, you know, accommodate her, but not really. I mean, the bottom line is he's the same as he's always been. And he does the same things that used to irritate her immensely. And now it's like, that's just what he does. So, yeah. So it's a, you know, huge difference. So that's the power of this tool, is how that can be done. So let's move on to why we use the word tame in this with this tool and with the Diamond Co-Creative System, is that we have a blue L, which is for transformation. We have a pink L for alignment. We have a gold L for manifestation. And we have a white L for expansion. And most of the time, most people are working with the pink L, just so you know. But the blue L may be something that you start with, especially if you're wanting to shift something. Maybe there's a healing that needs to occur, or there's just the energy needs to really transform, where the pink L is about the alignment to what it is that you do want to create. The gold L is helping you with that manifestation piece, and the white L is really about this expansion. So here's what it looks like. Here's the blue L. Here's the pink L. Here's the gold L. And here's the white L. And you'll notice that these are in diamonds. And when you download, at the end of the call, we'll give you where you can go and download the ebook that has all the different L's. We give you the L's in these triple diamonds and triple blue diamonds. And the blue diamonds are all about divine alignment with divine truth. And it's actually a tool that came in from Archangel Michael that I work with. And we do a blue diamond activation meditation too, that activates that blue diamond that surrounds you and keeps that divine truth, divine protection even around you. It's protection because you're in a vibration of love. And so the blue diamond already gives that energetic. And the diamond is about the brilliance of who you are and the many facets, the multidimensional facets that you are. And then we utilize the three diamonds, because the three diamonds is, well, three is all about Trinity. So Mother, Father, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, male, female, inner child. So it's that Trinity effect that gives you even more power. So remember, everything's energy, so it can build that energy, build that more energetic power. So it's really an amazing piece that occurs with this. The other piece that we use when we're working with the universal all is called the infinite divine breath. And what the infinite divine breath, and probably a lot of you already know about meditation and know how to do your breathing, but one of the techniques that I teach, and that's as part of the guided meditation that you can download, is we take the infinity sign. And remember, the infinity sign gives you the energetics of everything's possible. It's the infinite possibilities of what's available to us. It's infinite love, infinite joy, infinite manifestations, infinite abundance, and so on. And so as you allow for yourself to connect to that infinite energy, one of the ways that I teach people is to take that infinity sign, imagine making it large enough that it's connecting at the top of your head, crossing over at the heart, and connecting at the base of the spine. So what that does is it connects Your crown chakra crosses over into your heart chakra, connecting at your root chakra. And as you inhale up to one side, up to the top. And as you exhale, allowing it to fall down to the other side. Doesn't matter which side you go up. And part of why you do this is to connect with the breath, and the breath is all about connecting you, again, spiritually, physically together, multidimensionally together, so you have an access, a pathway into the gateways of what we could say heavens, but into the gateways of what the universe has there for you. So, you know, just take a deep breath, inhale up, and exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. And some people actually use their hands. If you saw what I was just doing, I'm actually tracing it in front of me. But I'm tracing the breath. And as I inhale up, exhaling down. And when you put, when you give your mind that job, a lot of people talk about, oh, it's so hard for me to meditate. You know, my mind just races. I can't concentrate or whatever. If you start your meditation off with this infinite divine breath, you actually, the mind will get into this rhythm and it won't think about anything else. It will just think about, oh, tracing it up, following it down, tracing it up, following it down. And all of a sudden you'll find yourself relaxing. The body relaxes. The mind relaxes. Everything relaxes. And so as you do that, then you're able to relax into whatever's to come to you, you know, through your meditation. And you've used that before, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I use before I start using the L to ground myself and get rid of the mind chatter and all that kind of thing. It works amazing. Because, like you say, the mind has to concentrate, keep concentrating on trying to do the pattern, right? So it doesn't have time to think about other things.
Right.
So it's a really good grounding tool.
Yeah, it's a great grounding tool. It's a great grounding tool in the midst of your day. If you find yourself getting off-centered or confused or even de-energized, like your energy is just starting to wane, by connecting into that, connecting into the universal L is a really easy thing. So let's just do that for a moment. I'm going to show you. Here is our universal L, our pink universal L, which is all about alignment. And the way that you can use this tool is, one, you could literally trace the L. Like you can use your finger, trace it outside of you, like just in front of you. You could trace it on you. But you could trace it. Can you see my pointer when I'm doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you can trace it as you inhale, trace it from here, think about inhaling from the heavens, tracing it down, and exhaling into the earth. And also, the other way that you can do it is you inhale from what your desire is, and exhaling it out into the heavens. There's no right or wrong way of doing this. You can't misuse this tool. I want you to know that right up front. Like, oh, am I doing it right? Don't even worry about that. Because you could also, as you want to release something, and either release a desire, release maybe something that that's painful for you, something that you're working on. So you could trace it, literally think of tracing it out of you, out and releasing it to the heavens, giving it back to God, the angels, your guides, and then breathing back in what you desire, breathing back in the vibration, remember the vibration, and tracing it back. The other thing is that you can just look at the L as a whole. So you don't have to trace it, you just gaze upon it. And as you gaze upon it, again, you can exhale out what you desire, what you want to manifest, or what you want to release. You exhale out, and then you inhale back in through it, what it is that you, what the new quality or the new manifestation or the alignment that you want. So let's just take a moment. We're going to first just start with the divine, infinite divine breath. And imagine that infinity sign. Just close your eyes for a moment. Just imagine the infinity sign. Again, it's large enough to connect at the top of your head, crossing over the heart and connecting at the base of the spine. And some people even like to connect it all the way down to their feet. There, again, there's no right or wrong way of doing this. So as you inhale, tracing it up. As you exhale, you allow it to fall down to the bottom. Doesn't matter which side it goes up or down. Inhaling up, allowing then it to fall to the bottom. And just take a few deep breaths with that. And then for those of you that can see the screen, open your eyes and just gaze upon the L. And maybe there's something that you're wanting to align yourself to. Maybe it's more love, like what we talked about. Or maybe there's something more that you want in your life. So as you breathe out to the universe what that desire is. As you breathe back in that vibration. And you may even find, you may think you're imagining it or whatever, but sometimes literally like I was just breathing something out and immediately the L sort of jumped into my heart space and it started tracing itself into my heart space. So whatever I was putting out, it was just like, oh, more love into my heart. Thank you very much. It was aligning my heart with what I wanted to create. And remember, the L also is not just about love. It's also about this co-creation. So whatever it was doing or what it's still doing, because it's still tracing itself, it's pretty much imprinting itself in my heart space, then that's what I'm going to co-create through now. That's what I'll vibrate through, more and more of that. And I'm not, you know, there's times when there may be layers that you have to work on, maybe of what you want to release or what you want to transform. And again, the blue L can help you with the transformation. The pink L can help you with the pink, with the alignment, the gold with manifestation, and the white with the expansion. They also don't have to be used in a certain sequence. So someone may start out using, let's say, the pink L, and all of a sudden they feel like, or they see it, or they imagine it shifting into a blue L, or a gold L, or a white L. Allow for the universe to co-create with you about that. Trust that process. Because the L and any part of the co-creative system is only going to give you what is in your highest order and highest potential. It may stretch you. I mean, you may feel uncomfortable because it stretches you beyond what you know. but it's not going to give you anything more than you can handle. And there's not, remember, the universe isn't linear. So it's circular, it's multidimensional, so it's going to move in different ways than we think from a linear, because some people think the natural progression, well, I have to transform something, then to align it, then to manifest, and then to expand. Yes, from a linear part, that may be true, and you still may use it that way. But what I'm saying is if it jumps into different colors, or you feel like, no, I really want to use the white elf today or in this circumstance, use it. Because you're intuitively being guided to do something different. And that's A-OK to do. So again, just keep on breathing in and out. And you can do this in meditations. You can do it. I carry elves in my notebook. There's an L on my phone. You know, of course, I have it pretty much imprinted all throughout me. It's in my offices, both at the, you know, the Royal Oak office as well as here. So it's plastered all over. Because I want that vibration to be surrounding me all the time, that's helping me. So it just makes life, relationships, work, everything a lot easier. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So let me, if anyone has a question, just raise your hand. And again, this is where you can go. If you haven't already downloaded your free ebook, the guided meditation, and there's other recorded teachings also, all you have to do is go to the website. You probably already have a user and password because you've joined the community. If you don't, you need to join the community, and you'll create a user and password. And right from there, in downloads, is the Universal L ebook, the meditation, and the recorded teachings. And what you want to do is print that ebook out. You want to print out the Universal L's. You have all four colors in the triple diamonds. Each are in the triple diamonds. So you have those that you can utilize. And then just start playing with it. And I would say that's the best way to do is play with this, because it really, you'll be amazed. I mean, like, you could test it out, like, in a relationship. Maybe, you know, you've had someone you've had difficulty with for a while, or you just can't find a resolve or something. And so you just send it out to them. And I find, you know, my mind wants to go someplace with someone, but because I use the L and allow for the L to co-create something totally different for me, it, like, wherever I thought it could have gone, it doesn't go there. It shows me what could be a better alignment for me. Maybe a relationship doesn't work out. There's a certain thing, component of the relationship that isn't working and won't work. So it's just showing you this is going to be out of alignment. You can co-create something different. Someone, I don't mean necessarily better, but more suited towards you, that's more in alignment with you. So you want to look at that piece. The L can help you with that. So make sure feel free to share this with other people. I kid around with people. Can you imagine if we all went around being universal elves? Then how life could be a lot more fun and a lot more joyful and loving, kind, generous. So you may want to go, well, I want to know more about this system, and you want to expand on the teachings and incorporate the whole system. There's a couple ways of doing that. One, we have also what is called the Diamond Co-Creative System 21-Day Manifestation Process. It's an ebook and a video, which you can download also from the website. You can purchase it and download it. And this process, it will shift. If you have something specifically that you're trying to manifest, maybe it's within your business, within relationships, within your life, within your health, within your money, this is an amazing process that you do this for 21 days, 30 days optimal. You will go, wow, where was I at the beginning? Where am I at now? There's a whole new thought process, beliefs, perceptions, feelings, as well as manifestation. So this was an easy way to help people get involved in the system, in which you get all the energy forms and more of an explanation of what the whole system is about and how you could simply use it. We also, I have the Diamond Co-Creative System manual and process. You can always purchase that. It's just the whole manual. It is but it does explain how to use it and different processes, and it actually involves how to apply it to practical things such as resolving codependency, resolving issues of abandonment, victimhood, betrayal. So it shows you how to apply that, but it also works with the different chakras. It teaches you about the chakras, the bodies, not just our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, but all the way up to our celestial bodies and our universal bodies, as well as it goes beyond that as far as how to apply it with the inner family, how to work with the inner family, apply it within the inner family. So it's actually three module workshops put together in this one manual. And then we do have the Diamond Power Within one-on-one packages in the workshops. We don't have the workshops scheduled right now. We're going to be working on that probably for the second half, but I can work with you one-on-one with it or as with the teachings and so on. So we'll send out a link to you as far as where you can check those out. But the Diamond Co-Creative System and the 21-day manifestation process and the system itself, more information, videos, and so on are on the website under our success tools. Check it out. You can get more information. But again, the Universal Owl is going to give you that beginning piece, but this is if you want to learn more, because we have people that want more. And then I'm just going to really quickly, we have our five ingredients to create amazing relationships. We'll be actually integrating some of what we talked about tonight as to how we do that in relationships. So that's coming up. That starts next Thursday for 4 weeks. And also there's two price levels. One includes group coaching. And then one also, besides the webinar, one includes group coaching and individual coaching calls. And then because of tonight, we're extending out to tomorrow night, midnight, that if you do register for that webinar, then you're going to receive 1 hour energetic or past life regression session for free. So basically, you're getting the webinar for free, or however you want to look at it. It's kind of like the webinar of this for free plus. So it's a really, really great thing, a great bonus. So if you're interested, make sure that you go to the website and right under our resources and webinars, or like I said, we had the let me just go back to this. Nope, not there. you can go here for registration. So, so I hope this was valuable in the sense that it showed you a simple tool. The reason why I give it away for free is because I really, this is something I want to share with others so that they can transform their lives as easy as I was able to transform mine once these tools were developed. And the L is, you know, one component, and I was just guided, I think it was the beginning of last year, to start giving away this for free because we can all use more love. We can all use what we, you know, we're here to be the brilliance of who we are and to co-create what we want to create. So feel free to share this tools with others. You'll see me on Facebook at times or Twitter, and I'll be sending L's out to people, or especially when there's issues that are going on. But I love just saying, well, I L'd you today. So I just want to thank you for joining us. And Linda, do you have anything to wrap up about that?
I just wanted to ask you if you could just take a minute for the people that are new to using the L. I know you said, you know, just experiment with it, try it.
Right.
But do you have, a suggested kind of a game plan for people that, you know, what should they do? Like, how should they start? You know, maybe for people that aren't just so easily comfortable with just fooling around with it, that they want more of a...
Thanks for that question. In the ebook, I actually give very specific examples on how you can use it. And so, you know, how, you know, if it's a circumstance, how you use it. If it's for yourself, how you use it. If it's for with a relationship, how you can use it. I give very specific instructions. And where we had talked about that transformation or alignment, I share how to do that. But the most simplest process that you can do with it is, again, print them out. Put them up in your house or at your office or carry them with you. Put it by your bed. Put it underneath your bed. I actually have the L's in when I had to renovate part of my house when we had a flood. I actually have the L's in my walls. So you can put it all throughout your house. But printing it out, hanging it up, looking at it every day, meditating with it, breathing just in and out of it, gazing upon it is the simplest, easiest way of doing that. And again, just the simple intention of using it with yourself, like if you're tracing it upon yourself or sending it to someone else, just by that intention, that vibration goes out.
And maybe commit to doing it on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe to start off once a day.
Yep.
Just to, you know, because that's what I found with it. The more that I did it, the more regular I was with it, that's when it becomes very powerful.
Right, and it becomes like brushing your teeth, right? You have a toothbrush that you use to keep your mouth clean and your gums healthy, right?
Yeah.
And it's this, the universal L is this tool that you can use to create, to help manage your energy and to cleanse your energy field, to have it realign to universal love. And when, so if, think of that as your toothbrush, the L is your toothbrush. And what keeps on popping in my head, you know how when we're driving down the road and there's an accident on the road and, you know, everyone's getting irritated because now they're not going to get where they wanted to go because traffic is slow or whatever. the minute that I start seeing an accident or whatever, now is my habit. Well, I used to be that person that would get irritated and just like, come on, let's go. But now I utilize that and send the L's to those that are involved in the accident. You know, and again, not only whoever was in the cars or whatever, but who's helping them, their family members. I just spread this vibration of love, of universal love to them by sending them the L's. So instead of being irritated, and that's a negative energy, a negative vibration of irritation and impatience and so on, now I'm in this calm, cool, loving, generous energy. And what's amazing is when that is going on, all of a sudden the traffic starts flowing and so on. So it's really about that now it becomes a habit. Like you immediately go, oh, yeah, send an L. Oh, ooh, yeah. You know, the minute I hear about someone that may be in a challenge or even has a great celebration, I'm sending them L's because the L's aren't just about, you know, helping you get out of a difficult situation or helping to heal. The L's are about also creating that more. You know, that's what we had said about why we named it this, create more love in your life and relationships. Remember, any relationship is any relationship. So it's the relationship you have with yourself, with your health, with your body, with your money, with your significant other, with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers, with anyone, even the person in the grocery store. You know, how many times do we go up to a cashier at the grocery store and they're really grouchy or rude or whatever? I'm immediately, instead of matching that energy, I'm sending them L's. And it's not what I used to do, but it is what I do now. So I don't let others come in to infect me, to affect me. I am being the effect now.
Yeah, and this tool can help you to not allow that to happen.
Correct.
To get you in the space that you don't allow those things to push your buttons, take you out, whatever.
Right. Right. And it becomes a habit when you feel yourself getting your button pushed or you feel yourself tensing up because maybe you want to try to control an outcome or you're just in frustration about something. When you invoke the L, then that L vibration is going to help shift the energy within you, within your thoughts, within your feelings. And so it will shift the whole experience and it will shift your perspective of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I've used it in some very, very difficult situations where, boy, I didn't know what that outcome was going to be. And it shifts it so magically. It's really, really great. It shifts it in ways that you can't even imagine that could happen. And it also creates a much more expanded vision than what you even thought. So it's pretty amazing. And again, it is also a tool that will show you when something really is out of alignment, time to move on instead of trying to force something to happen or make it happen. It's just, you just know it's time to move on. This isn't an alignment or this person isn't an alignment. So
if people start to work with the tool and they have any questions about moving forward with it, should they info@cocreateyoursuccess.com?
Or they can send it directly to me, Amanda@cocreateyoursuccess.com. And we would love to, right on the Universal L page on the website, we have an area where to share your experience, share comments. It's a way that all of us can learn and grow because we also do a Being Your Brilliance group coaching call every other Saturday, and that group coaching call is about how to use this tool and the Diamond Co-Creative System on an everyday basis. And when we're sharing, everyone that's part of that is sharing like what it is that they use the L for, how they use the other energy forms. They share what goes on with them, and there's so many aha moments like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah, that's a great way of utilizing it. So, again, it becomes now a tool, just an everyday tool. It's your toothbrush for your energy fields and for what you want to create. It's that vibrational tool. And so it's really fun. And you can check out that group. That group is on also our resources under group coaching. And if you resonate with that, then, you know, feel free to join us. So, but so post comments, post your shares, how you're working with that. I mean, this is part of what we want to get going more of a movement with, right? So we want to L people.
Yeah.
I've L'd you for the night. So.
Yeah. You certainly have. Wow, that was great. Excellent information.
Yeah.
Excellent information.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody, again, for joining us. Make sure you download your gifts and check out the other pieces that are available to you, the upcoming webinar, the bonus, the group coaching, the 21-day manifestation process. Check it out. I mean, there's a lot of information on the website as well as videos. There's a video about how to use the L also, so there's always more information. So thanks, and we just send you lots of universal L's out to you and all that are hearing this, and to your friends, family, and everyone throughout the universe. Thanks so much.
Good night.